Sudbury SC Italia Soccer Club captured top honours at the inaugural Coppa Giovanni in Sault Ste. Marie this past weekend after going undefeated in the over 35 division. In addition to claiming the cup, the Sudbury club also came away with $3,000 in prize money, said a news release from the Sudbury Regional Competitive Soccer League. Italia battled the Portuguese soccer club, PSC, from Sault Ste. Marie, in a tightly contested final coming away with a 2-1 victory after Samuel Martins potted his second goal of the match late in the second half. SC Italia goalkeeper, Chris Belanger, also stopped a penalty shot while the game was still tied 1-1. Belanger was awarded top goalkeeper of the tournament while Martins claimed tournament MVP and shared the award for top goal scorer with fellow teammate Bobby McKinty, each registering 3 goals for SC Italia. To secure its place in the final, SC Italia defeated Sioux Athletic 2-1, Portuguese Soccer Club, PSC, 2-0 and Sudbury Afro Heritage 3-2 in round-robin play. Games were played Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The team was put together and co-managed by Chris Anselmo and Cody Cacciotti. "We've kept the same core of guys together for quite a few years now," said Anselmo. "We've been able to add in a few new guys here and there that have gelled with the group, and that cohesion has helped this team be successful at a number of different tournaments." Co-manager Cacciotti said he enjoyed being involved in the out-of-town games. "We know that we're getting a little older and that we won't be able to play forever," said Cacciotti. "It's a little nostalgic traveling again for out-of-town tournaments, the way we used to when we were kids. A lot of guys bring their families along and everyone hangs out together. The trips are a lot of fun and I think it helps keep us all feeling young." The team said it hopes to defend a pair of title tournaments later this summer, locally at the Sudbury Star Cup and in Bracebridge during its annual Over 35 tournament. It has also set its sights on a tournament in Niagara Falls in late September. "Sudbury has always been able to boast some strong teams. We are just trying to promote the game here locally and show that Sudbury can still compete with the rest of the region," said Anselmo. "I think we were able to show that this past weekend." Greater Sudbury was also represented in Sault Ste. Marie by a pair of teams from Afro Heritage Soccer Club. Its over 35 team finished fourth, while its entry in the open division was knocked out in the semifinals by the Sioux Tassie team.